I probably talk more about our words than any other topic that I discuss. Truth is, it's because speaking the wrong words at the wrong time is probably one of my biggest weaknesses. As a teacher and a speaker and a Sunday school teacher, I'm often using my words, maybe more than most. And so I have more opportunities to say the wrong thing or in the wrong spirit. When I am defeated spiritually, it's oftentimes because of words I've used or the attitude in which I've used my words. That happened to me again this past week. It is going to be a battle for me and, should I say, for all of us, my entire life. And I have to always apologize and try it again, get the Holy Spirit's help. When I was trying to make oat milk, I wrote an article about this a few months ago. I remember clearly that the instructions said that to strain the oat milk, you should probably not use a cheesecloth because it wasn't a tight enough material to strain out all the oats. The author suggested that you strain the oat milk using a material like a t-shirt material because it had a finer weave, and that you should strain it twice. Many things in the Bible talk to us about our words, and I believe that it's a good idea to strain our words through Scripture at least twice before we speak them. I don't always do this. This is for me. But one of the things that we can use as a strainer is thigipel. Is it true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report? That's a Bible verse we can use as a strainer. There are times when you know maybe it's hormones or something bad that's happened in your life, or just waking up in a negative mood on the wrong side of the bed, that really the only option is to just keep your lips shut. Keep your mouth shut. Possibly, if you can, be away from people for a little while because you know your words are not going to be the best. It's good to know yourself. It's good to try to have a few minutes alone when you feel like you are not going to be straining your words well. And think about this. This is a common acronym, and our pastor reminds us of it, about our words. The word think. When we're going to speak, think first. T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? So that's another strainer we can use for our words. And when you just feel like it's going to be negative, ask the Holy Spirit, like the psalmist did, keep a lock on the door of my lips. Guard the door of my lips for me. Sometimes silence is just going to be the best answer. This is a battle we will always fight. Please do not feel like you are alone in this. We always have to strain our words through Scripture. Some days, strain it twice. Some days, maybe three times. And some days, just ask for a lock without a key. Just an encouragement for you. Pick yourself up. A just man falleth seven times and rises up again. We are going to mess up on this. We apologize and we go on. Let's walk in love this week using our words, mainly to encourage others as much as we can. Loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.